What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. We begin this afternoon with that renewed push on part of some members of Congress for better access to ICE facilities and more transparency over the treatment of migrants. It comes a day after the arrest of Congressman and mayoral candidate Brad Lander. I should say comptroller, not congressman. Lander said he was just trying to ensure the rights of immigrants, and he says they hauled him into custody. He was released, charges dropped, and today he was back once again to champion the cause of immigrants, and 1010 Winds was there. Juliet Papa leading our broadcast.
What do we want?
Brad Lander supporting deliveristas fighting to save their jobs and discussing the aftermath of his detainment at immigration court.
Looking at this pattern of Senator Padilla and the congressman staffer and Ross Baraka and Pam Bondi saying we are targeting people to liberate cities from democracy is very frightening.
He'll return to help people whose protective status is getting removed.
The judge said to him, okay, I'm dismissing your case. That means you'll be stripped of status.
And that's when they're whisked away by ICE. Lander says it's important for monitors to be there because they have no legal representation. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Meantime, Congressman Jerry Nadler and Dan Goldman were barred from getting into and inspecting the ICE holding cells down at 26 Federal Plaza. The ICE deputy field guy, Bill Joyce, says, well, technically, this isn't a detention center. The congressman still posed the question, what's ICE trying to hide?
Neither Congressman Dan Goldman nor Jerry Nadler got arrested at 26 Federal Plaza. They were met with ICE Deputy Field Office Director Bill Joyce, who denied them entry and did not call it a detention facility.
You were detaining them.
A holding and processing facility. It is not a detention facility.
Congressman Goldman.
We are very concerned about what conditions these immigrants are being held in.
Congressman Jerry Nadler says it is the congressman's right to inspect the facility.
Because they don't choose to define it as a detention center. Well, this is ridiculous. If people are detained there, it's a detention center.
Christy Kalishian, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Foley Square.
Joyce says some immigrants might have spent the night, but he says this is not the site where U.S. representatives are legally allowed to tread. You all can't come in here. Nadler says he might take it to court if they keep getting denied access. We'll keep you posted on this one, folks. Well, two people hurt today after stabbing down in the subways near Grand Central and 42nd, both now in stable condition after taking a jab to the abdomen and the behind. Police say a 32-year-old guy, a victim, got into it with another guy on a southbound 5. Well, the suspect ripped out a knife and stabbed both the victim and a 28-year-old bystander who just happened to be passing through the station at the time. Things jumped off. The train pulled into Grand Central. One of the victims flagged down the cops, both in stable condition again. They initially took a person of interest into custody, but let him go, so they're still looking for the suspect right now. From Hop Hog, a rather ill-advised selfie lands a kid in jail. Police say a girl prompted her high school to go on lockdown after she allegedly posted a selfie in front of the school posing with a rifle. It turns out it was a toy. Not a good look, though. Police say the 18-year-old posed with a spring-loaded fake. The toy fires gel projectiles, but nobody didn't know that. The school superintendent sent a message to home to the folks telling them what happened and reassuring them that their kids were okay. Donald Murphy says out of an abundance of caution, both the middle school and the high school were put on lockdown for about 90 minutes. 18-year-old Erica Rodriguez now, who police described as a former student, is charged with unlawful possession and endangering the well-being of a child. Drivers for app companies like Lyft and Uber rallying today in the name of what they call an end to unfair deactivations. Drivers calling on the city council to get behind a bill that would stand up for workers' rights and immediately protect their job security. Bharavi Desai with the New York Taxi Workers Alliance says some of these companies want the moon from their drivers and then axe them at the drop of a hat.
They don't give you notice. There's no good standard. There's no independent appeal. You know, these companies act as your prosecutor and the judge and jury. Meanwhile, drivers are left not only without income, but having to still pay for their vehicle and insurance out of pocket.
If the bill passes, drivers will have protections, and Uber and Lyft, they say, won't be able to fire them without cause or recourse. There's a rally starting about an hour from now in front of City Hall. Some new health department data says New Yorkers have a life expectancy that's back at pre-COVID-19 pandemic levels. We're at 82.6 years in 2023. Well, we've gained six more months to now 83 years by the year 2030. Woo-hoo! Don't spend it all in one place. The reason for the new highs is a result of several new lows. The reduction in deaths attributed to COVID, as well as heart and diabetes-related illnesses and screenable cancers, all of that is down. Only thing, overdose deaths and suicides are up quite a bit. But at the end of the day, for now, New Yorkers' average life expectancy is about 83 by the year 2030. Congressman Jerry Nadler and Dan Goldman denied from entering an ICE facility where some immigrants spent the night waiting to be processed. The local ICE field director says this isn't a detention center, so legally you're not wanted here. Fat chance, says the congressman, and now it's turned into a thing which might end up in court. Christy Kalishan has our story.
Congressman Dan Goldman and Jerry Nadler were denied entry at 26 Federal Plaza by ICE Deputy Field Director Bill Joyce, who called it a holding and processing facility, not detention facility.
What is the definition of a detention facility?
I mean, I would have to get back to you on that. Wasn't prepared to speak to it.
Congressman Nadler says their being denied entry is illegal.
What we should do, as I think about it, is go to court. We should be the plaintiffs to enforce our right.
The congressmen were asked if this was a publicity stunt. Congressman Goldman.
All we are trying to do is shed some light.
Christy Kalishian, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Foley Square.
Nadler is considering legal action. This dude says, I'll have to get back to you to tell you what's the type of place it is I'm running. Stop it, Mullen. Stop it. Meantime, city controller and mayoral candidate Brad Lander is out of jail after his arrest yesterday at an immigration hearing. Says he was trying to ensure the rights of an immigrant and says they hauled me off. Today, Lander says this is nothing but President Trump coming after Democrats and anybody who challenges his recklessness, he says. And he says it's time for everybody to stop playing scared.
Wreaking havoc by coming after Democratic elected officials, and Donald Trump is coming for us, and it's an important time for everyone to stand up.
Lander was back at it today, once again standing in the gap for immigrants who, he says, are getting railroaded without due process. Well, the Diddy trial got put off for today because one of the jurors got sick. The judge says it cannot go on today because a member of the jury panel got vertigo and needs to stay at the house. Tomorrow is Juneteenth, which is a federal holiday, so the jury isn't due back until Friday morning. And even then, it'll be a short day, 9 to 1 p.m. Meantime, the lawyers and the judge will use the time off to debate whether certain exhibits can or cannot be shown. Brendan Paul, who used to be a personal assistant to Diddy, will be on the stand on Friday when things come back. Up at the schoolhouse, Mayor Adams says our babies need to learn about finances. So today, he announced the first school districts that'll receive financial educators for students. He mentioned it in his State of the City, you'll recall, earlier this year. Says our kids need to learn early how to save and how to spend wisely. These educators will counsel, lead workshops, and everything involving money, except loaning you some.
This includes putting a financial educator in every school district. And today we announced the first 15 school districts to receive financial educators starting this opening school year.
New York becomes one of the first school systems in the country to do this. More than 350,000 students and family members will have access to these financial educators in this first round of schools. That's pretty good stuff there.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.